Decades?
We're probably playing it and maybe laughing about it.
This is 30 Years in Nonsense.
Hosted by Terry and Sherry Doherty.
Only on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston's campus and community radio.
Turn it up.
And embrace the nonsense.
It's 4 p.m. on a Thursday here in the city of Kingston, which means it's time for 30 Years of Nonsense on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, that was new. Thanks, Jesse.
That was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. So if you've noticed already, that is not Terry.
It's not.
And this is typical Doherty nonsense, but Terry is not here. He is on the road today. He has had to go to Toronto for a business and a little bit of a work social. So he has a big, huge career doing other things other than playing music for people of Kingston.
But it is his true passion, though. So
excuse me. Yes. He also has a very stressful day job.
Yeah.
So this is an outlet for him and for us. Actually, we both really enjoy music. But today I've invited Kieran again. And if you listen along, you should know by now that he is our son.
Yes.
And he also has a passion for music and talking. If you're a Doherty, you probably like to talk and you probably like music. So I invited him on today because today is a super sad day. We're going to honor and respect Dolly Parton. I rarely talk about current events and this one just hurt my heart this week. I remember thinking and saying even years ago, I think particularly when Kenny Rogers died, saying, oh boy, it's going to be a hard one when Dolly goes.
Yeah, you've been saying that for like as long as I can remember.
And then Dolly went. And so I'm really sad. And it's interesting though, because she is unanimously loved. I've not spoken to anybody who is not sad, and through the generations. So Kieran is 27. I am much more than that. And even he knew and was upset and was like, oh man, Dolly Parton died. And last night, actually, I was talking to some 17 and 18 year olds, which is not weird. I was just talking to them.
No, however, please go on to explain.
I did say to them, please girls, tell me you know who Dolly Parton is, because I didn't want to think she was lost on a generation. And they knew who she was and they were equally sad. So I think the entire world is in mourning this week. And as such, we are dedicating today's 30 Year of Nonsense to Dolly Parton. So Kieran, why do you know Dolly and what are your initial thoughts on her? Because again, you're 27, so a very different generation, but you do know who she is.
Well, I'd say like growing up, like there's very few times where like I remember the first time I've ever heard a song, and she seems like somebody, a lot of musicians as well too, who like you just know their music innately because you've heard it for as long as you can remember.
Yep.
And because she was born in 1946, like she's been around for way longer than I have. So growing up, I must have just like innately through osmosis heard her music and been like, oh yeah, I like that song. Like Jolene, 9 to 5. There's so many other ones as well too, but like, yeah, she's great.
Well, and it's kind of like just like happy birthday.
Yeah.
You just know it.
You just, yeah. It's just kind of being a human. You're going to grow up, you're going to know who Dolly Parton is.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm sure there are going to be so many tributes to Dolly and so many memorials, and I'm going to sit on my couch and cry when I watch them. I actually did shed a tear this week.
Yeah.
It hurt. So we're going to start today by her newest, I believe, collaboration, which is Light of a Clear Blue Morning. She sings this with Lainey Wilson, Queen Latifah, Miley Cyrus, and Reba. So Queen Reba.
Yeah.
The only time I ever commented on anything political on social media was when we were in Nashville. And you know the bumper stickers that would say like Trump Vance or something?
Yeah.
There was one that said Dolly Reba.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, that would solve all the world's problems. Let's vote Dolly and Reba politics. And the world would definitely be a much better place.
They do make good music.
But they did put together this collaboration recently. And just listening to Dolly tell us that it's all going to be all right and it's all going to be okay, whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're going through, whatever state of the world that you're in, if you listen to the words of this song, it is all going to be okay. So we're going to start with that for everyone today.
Amazing.
You know, we're living in troubled and uncertain times.
Yeah, we sure are.
But we can't let the darkness win.
It's time to wake up.
Yes, because I can see the light of a clear blue moon. Can you? It's been a long, dark night, and I've been waiting for the morning. It's been a long, hard fight, but I see a brand new day dawning. I've been looking for the sunshine.
shine. You know I ain't seen it in so long, but everything's gonna work out just fine, and everything's gonna be alright. The spin our own. I can see the light of a clear blue morning. I can see the light of a brand new day. I can see.
So beautiful.
Yeah, that was a good song.
It is a good song.
I don't think I'd ever heard that before.
I just heard it the other day, and I do believe it was recently published. If I was more tech savvy, I could flip screens and find it like Dad does, but I'm not, and I don't want to mess with the board. But I think it was recently released. What did you have to say about that?
Just that you were saying that like Miley Cyrus is part of that as well too. And I think the first time I probably ever knew who Dolly Parton was like, there were times where she would make like a guest appearance on Hannah Montana. And that was something that Sarah Marie and I would watch, like that, The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, a bunch of other shows on like the Family Disney Channel, whatever. And she would pop up and everybody would clap for her every single time she walked in. Cause obviously like Hannah Montana and those shows were filmed like in front of a live studio audience. Yeah. And that would be a big thing. And I'd be like, who's that lady that, you know, walks in and everybody's clapping for? That's probably like the first time without your influence that I probably knew who she was, right, as like a 7 or 8 year old boy.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure as a 8 year old boy, she was interesting.
Yeah. I was like, I mean,
this
lady's,
what's this woman doing?
Yeah.
My early memories of her, just aside from her music, is she was on something like Hee Haw, which was...
I've never heard of that before.
I know, it's terrible. It was a skit comedy show, I think was on Saturday nights, literally kind of country music, banjo, really bad comedy, really cheeseball-y, but my parents liked to watch it. And sometimes she was on Hee Haw as a musical guest. It was sort of like a Saturday Night Live, but just really bad.
Yeah.
And we should look it up sometimes just because you'll chuckle. And I remember my dad would always make like an inappropriate comment about her chest. And it's like really weird when you're a child and you start to realize that your dad's a man.
And you're like, oh.
And you're like, oh, that seems weird. I don't really like that he's saying that right now.
Yeah, I can imagine that'd be weird.
So, yeah, that was a particularly weird memory for me. But she's like just such a beautiful soul, as you know.
Just like a larger than life person. When you like walk into the room, she's the most important person there.
Oh, absolutely, right? And I've actually read a couple of her autobiographies because I do love a good autobiography. And she has a great love story with her husband, Porter whatever his last name is, I can't remember. But she did say even the last
Porter
couple.
Pardon? I don't know if she did.
In the last couple of days, that she was like happy to go to be at rest in his arms again.
Oh, he's passed away.
Yeah,
as well
he
too.
Was
okay.
already gone. So it was a great love story. And
nice.
So I love that as well.
I mean, it's
so
pretty good.
Let's go ahead and listen to some more of her music. You're going to know this one from the first note. Everyone in the entire world does. So let's listen to Jolene.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Pretty good.
That is iconic. I actually also love Miley's version.
Yeah.
She does a spectacular version. And then, of course, the ones where they do it together.
Yeah.
It's just heart-wrenching. So beautiful voices. And obviously, Miley had the best mentor in music you could ever have.
Well, think about the next time Miley Cyrus probably performs that and how emotional that'll be.
I'm sure
in like
she's
a
very
concert
sad
or
today.
Something.
Yes.
I would be.
Well, Dad mentioned to me last night that there is a podcast called Dolly's America, and that I should listen to it because I like podcasts. I like Dolly, and I wanted to hear all her words of wisdom. And this was obviously recorded before she passed, but I did start listening to episode one today, which is actually called Sad Ass Songs. And it's her and the interviewer talking about how her initial stuff was really, really sad. And I was actually just listening to it on the drive down here, and her stuff was dark, and she was way ahead of her time in terms of what she was singing about. So he was playing clips of these songs on the podcast that I was just listening to, and she was singing a song about a girl who was pregnant that was going to jump off a bridge. She was singing a song about someone whose husband was cheating on her. So he put her in an insane asylum. And
I get it. No, I'm kidding.
And she was saying, like, please come get me. I'm not crazy. He's just cheating on me. And then there were also a couple of other songs that apparently there's this genre of music of, and this was probably in like the 40s and 50s, where people like murdered their wife and then they made a country song about it. And they were playing some of the lyrics.
I really grew up in the wrong era.
It was really disturbing.
That is nuts.
It was really disturbing. So it was like, wow. And then she started talking about the fact with her own struggles with mental illness. And as like a little girl growing up, in my mind, she was like a life-size and real-life Barbie, and you would have thought that like her life was perfect. And hearing her talk about the fact that she got close to suicide, she actually like sat down once and wrote a suicide letter.
That's terrible.
And that was, I know. I was like, that's like, I want to know things about people because no one's perfect, no matter who you are, even Dolly Parton. But it was super sad. So I highly recommend to people the Dolly's World or Dolly's America, sorry, podcast. And it's really interesting. I'm only on episode one. I plan to read or listen to the rest of them over the weekend. And I know that her musical style picked up over the years because she got into a little bit more chipper music, like 9 to 5.
Yeah. Isn't there a place called Dolly World as well too?
There is a place called Dollywood.
Dollywood. Yes. Okay.
And it is absolutely on my personal bucket list.
You've not been.
I've not been, but we are going to be going.
What is it meant to be? Like a museum or kind of like Graceland for Elvis?
Yes.
Okay.
If you had to pick one, which one would you rather go to?
Well, I went to Graceland.
When did you go to Graceland?
To make a very long story short, before we get into the rest of it, yes. okay. I went and saw Zach Bryan in Arkansas with my friend, and we stopped on the way to see some friends in Kansas, and then we went to Texas. And then on the way home from being in Arkansas and Texas, we drove up to Nashville. And between Nashville and Texas is Memphis, Tennessee, which is where, A, the Bass Pro Shops Pyramid is. Pretty cool. Like the most known thing that Tennessee or Memphis is known for. But then also Graceland as well, too. Those are like two things that, like, if you were a tourist, you're going to go both of those places in a day, and then you're probably to leave after.
And you went there?
Yeah, I mean, I
don't even remember you telling me you went there, let alone what it was like.
Well, the thing that I'll say about it is I didn't get out of my car because Memphis, Tennessee is one of the most unsafe cities in the United States. And so my friend Jack, whose mom is a massive fan of Elvis and obviously Dolly Parton as well too, wanted to go take some photos in front of it. And I didn't feel safe to get out of the vehicle.
Really?
Oh yeah. Like that, literally that part of Memphis specifically, as most people may or may not know this, I lived in the South for multiple years after high school before I went to school. So I'm pretty familiar with the SEC and just the South in general. And that is that and Chicago are like two not safe areas.
So but if Memphis I were going to go there,
go to Dollywood.
But can I still get into Graceland?
You can. You know,
there's like an amusement park parking lot where there's probably security and I can get in and out safely.
Yeah, there's not security in like a parking lot the way it is at like Disney, but there's definitely places that you can park. And I wouldn't leave any personal belongings in there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just like if you were to drive through it, if you were to type up top 10 most unsafe cities in the U.S. over the last 50 years, I'm sure Memphis is top 5 every year for the last 50 years.
Wow, interesting. Well, thank you. Now I learned something about you today.
Yes, I mean, that's me in Memphis, Tennessee.
All right, well, let's go ahead and lighten it up, and we're going to play the iconic classic 9 to 5.
Amazing.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5. Better life, and you think about it.
a question for you.
Yes.
Do you think Dolly Parton was ever on Broadway?
I feel like she's, yeah, probably at one point.
She should have been,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you be?
Well, I was looking it up yesterday because Dad and I are newly into trivia and fun facts.
Newly into trivia?
Well, no, we're expanding. So music trivia, but now we're going into just like general knowledge kind of trivia. So we were talking about this one. And actually, Dolly Parton was never on Broadway. Hmm. She is Broadway award winning and credited, though, because she wrote and collaborated on 9 to 5, the musical. But she never stood on a Broadway stage and sang and performed.
Seems like something she should have gotten the opportunity to do.
She should have done that. Yeah, yeah. I really do think she should have done that.
Broadway is good like that.
It is very good like that. So I do love this. I do love how she stayed kind of cool and relevant and iconic all the way till the end.
Yeah.
And I do love that she did Powerful Woman with Pitbull. Mm-hmm. As anybody who listens knows, it's one of my favorite songs because we play it all the time when I'm on the air. But I do. Which is your favorite collab that she ever did? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. I not a collaboration, but I just think that 9 to 5 and Jolene are like two iconic songs that if you, those are two songs, and I'm sure there's probably other ones as well too. Let It Be also is like big as well.
Yes.
Those three are things that 150 years from now, when everybody we know is dead, people are still probably going to be singing.
Well, that's sad.
I don't mean that in a bleak way. I'm just saying, like, you know, those songs will outlast every type of generation that, you know, we don't even know yet.
They should be in a time capsule.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
That's what Dad and I should do one day is time capsule songs.
Yeah.
That if we were to fast forward 500 years, what we would want somebody to dig up from a time capsule. And
Jolene and 9 to 5 seem like they'd be there.
Yeah, they would be in. Okay, I'm going to let you, during the next song, think about your time capsule songs. Okay. They don't have to be Dolly Parton related, but they can be Kieran related.
What are my Dolly Parton time capsule songs?
I don't think that your songs would be, generally speaking, Dolly Parton, other than we're respecting her today. But let's go ahead and listen to her with the king of country music. And this makes my heart melt that they're both gone now, but hopefully in heaven together, we're going to listen to Islands in the Stream with Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers.
Nice.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going. All
Don't both of those voices just melt your heart?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They are.
They're pretty good at making music.
Yeah, I would say. So what would you put in your time capsule songs and why?
That is a good question. I think for Kieran specifically, what do you think my top two favorite artists of all time are, whether or not people know them or not? Like if you were to just like knowing
me. In my memory,
yeah.
I would say Hoodie Allen.
Yes.
That's going to go down. And Zach Bryan?
Yeah. I mean, like those are two pretty good guesses. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I would say like if I were to have a time capsule that I'd want someone to know that like I listen to, I'd say like a Hoodie Allen song from like the early era of like all that stuff. Maybe we could play No Interruption or No Faith in Brooklyn. Pretty good music.
Do you remember there was a time on one of our playlists, every single time you started a song, it didn't matter what song it was, this Hoodie Allen song interrupted it?
The issue with it was it starts alphabetically on like the music playlist for Apple Music. And when that happened, it would automatically go to play that automatically no matter what.
Like A for Allen?
Yes. Well, no. A, C was the way the song started because the name of the song was Act My Age.
Oh, okay.
And so
that's
it would
the one.
Go right to that because alphabetically that was the first song in alphabetical order.
I think that's burned into my brain because it must have been in the time when we were driving you down to KCVI.
Yes.
And so every day I drove you down to KCI because I'm a good mom and we would hear that.
Speaking of good mothers, would you like to talk about the time that you got me late to work on my first day ever?
No.
This has nothing to do with Dolly Parton, by the way.
It doesn't, but my epic mother failures. I am someone who thinks that if you are 10 minutes early for something, you're late. And particularly
and if you're 30 minutes late, you're real late.
Right. And if particularly employment. And Kieran got a job at White Mountain.
I did.
Which is iconic ice cream shop in Kingston, Ontario.
We were just there recently.
And we actually live at least with traffic a 30-minute drive to get him there because we live out in the country to the west. And
I didn't have my license yet. Like I wasn't
even 16.
You didn't
have your license.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought you started at 3 and you actually
really
started at like 2:30 and we were getting in the car at 25 after 2 when you threw it at me that you were actually supposed to be there at 2:30.
Yeah.
And so I literally had a panic attack because our personal reputation and your first day of work means everything to me.
Yeah.
And somehow they kept you. You didn't get fired.
Yeah, no. If they had fired me on the spot, I'd be like, that's insane. For my first day of training to scoop ice cream.
Yeah, mom, remember when you got me there late? Yeah. I got fired already. Yeah. And I would have been like, yeah. Actually, if I had an employee who was late on the first day, I probably would have fired them as well.
So fair.
I know. That is like literally you are Kingston if you've worked at White Mountain.
Yeah, there's a couple other places as well too. Mio Gelato. I think anywhere on that strip, right where the City Hall is and everything, like it's pretty iconic Kingston.
Yeah,
it's also beautiful down there too.
Oh my goodness. Absolutely. It sure is.
So anyway, time capsule songs, I would say probably like a Zach Bryan or a Hoodie Allen song or something like that. Or like early.
Okay. I'm going to sound super cool. Would it be Revival?
Wow.
Did that make me
big.
Cool?
Yeah. Very cool. I'm fist bumping my mom right now for anybody.
Because I knew a Zach Bryan
song. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it'd be Revival. It'd be something like that. Something in the Orange is pretty good as well, too.
Okay, yeah.
Like, there's some iconic songs that everybody knows, and if you were to play it and, you know, across the world right now, someone would probably know the lyrics to it. Like, there's just songs that have kind of transcended pop culture that way.
Yeah, you introduced me to him, actually.
I did.
And I downloaded a bunch of music. I think it might have even been after we were on one of these shows where you stood in.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, though, it didn't hit the same way for me. And then we had a conversation where you said he actually has a larger male audience.
Not as much anymore, but he does have a larger male audience as well, too. But I mean, it'd be like anything, right? Like, I'm sure 20, 30 years from now, not 30 years from now, but whenever he passes away or any of the musicians that are massive right now, think about when Noah Kahan eventually passes away, how devastated Sarah Marie and all sorts of other people we would know would be.
Yeah, I don't know much about Noah Kahan. Again, I'm really dating myself right now. Maybe we should have a show where you teach Dad and I things. And Dad will say he knows them. He's probably listening now. He's going to say, hey.
I'll be like, oh, this happened. Yeah, I already knew it.
I knew that guy, right?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, there should be a thing where I will teach you guys the most up-to-date pop culture. Not that I'm up-to-date on every single thing that happens.
No, but you know what would be playing in a bar right now.
Yeah.
You know what would hit if you were, anywhere cool.
You know what's really big, and it was big 10 to 15 years ago, was house music has made like a massive comeback with people my age and younger as well, too. Like EDM, dance, house music. Being a DJ is like the thing that everybody wants to do, and all the shows that people want to go to. People want to go to raves now more than ever. And I think there was probably a time where like people considered it to be less popular from like, we'll say 2017 to like 2021, 2022. And then in the last 2 to 3 years, it's gone pretty crazy.
Back?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Well, look at all the fun facts we are learning today.
Yeah, 100%.
It's always good when we bring a different perspective to the radio show. However, let's get back to honoring Dolly. And next we're going to play Why'd You Come In Here Looking Like That, which is a fun little ditty. And the fact that I said little ditty is not cool. So let's just listen to the song.
Like that in your cowboy boots and your painted on jeans, all decked out like a cowgirl's dream. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Here comes my baby, dragging my heart behind. He's driving me crazy. Who says love is blind? He's got a wandering eye and a traveling mind. Big ideas and a little behind. You come in here looking like that.
Let it be.
is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom.
Okay, if that isn't enough to make you cry, I don't know what is.
Couldn't agree more.
That was literally, I'm welling up.
That and like Hallelujah, I think, are like two pretty on the nose songs.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I actually can't do Hallelujah because my they played it at my dad's funeral.
Yeah.
And so it makes me cry every single time that I hear Hallelujah because I'm remembering my dad's funeral, which totally. Obviously was super sad.
Yeah, I bet. Totally understandable. That seems like another song that you could play at a funeral as well, too.
I will actually. I on my playlist, we could also do this for Dad and I because he wants Highway to Hell played on his funeral.
Highway to Hell.
Okay, don't sing on the air. You literally are your father's son. And by the way, your sister is turning into your father as well. So I'm
no,
about
it's
to
three
be
against one.
I know. All the Terry Dohertys. I have on my playlist for my funeral Defying Gravity.
That's a good song.
I absolutely love that song, but I actually do want that version of Let It Be now played on my funeral list, as well as that first song that we played, which was Light of a Clear Blue Morning, I think. So there's going to be some Dolly on my playlist. I am going to pre-plan my funeral.
You should.
I know this is a completely...
I'm going to be busy that day, so you know.
It's not completely off topic, because Dolly's dead.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she pre-planned a funeral, because the video that was released by her, I think it was a nephew or her uncle or son-in-law or somebody.
Yeah.
No. Anyways, the person who released the video, it was pre-recorded.
Yeah.
And he said, like, she had me record this for the day she dies.
Wow.
And so that's it crazy. Was really well done, and it was great. So, yeah, I am going to do you a favor, and I am going to plan it all. Also, I'm going to be controlling right till the very last day.
Yeah.
Which comes as no shock to anyone, right?
That's so fair.
But, yeah, listening to Paul McCartney and Dolly Parton can absolutely bring tears to your eyes.
Yeah.
So hopefully we have something a little bit lighter queued up. We're going to go ahead now and play Here You Come Again.
Right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again, just when I'm about to make it work without you. You look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies, and pretty soon I'm wondering. Thank you.
strained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell, a love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can't live a lie running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. To break your walls, all you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me. I put you high up in the sky, and now you're not coming down. Oh, and it slowly turned you, let me burn, and now we're ashes on the ground. But don't you ever say walked away. I will always love you.
Blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many I could be in my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich, and I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
Every time I try to make it on my, every time I try to stand, start to fall. And all those lonely roads that I've traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. Well, there was Jesus. In the way, and in the searching, in the healing, in the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Shadows of the alley.
there was Jesus.
So that was a good run, eh? Of three or four songs.
All great music.
I actually just couldn't stop myself. Well, because there's no words to interrupt Dolly, and there was
What are we going to say? That's what am I going to say? Like, here's my input on this:
Dolly Parton and John Lennon.
Yeah,
I don't know what there is to say other than it's fantastic. Please enjoy. Please remember her with reverence and appreciate the beautiful music that she left behind, which is phenomenal. So the thing that we didn't do that Dad and I typically do is we cover a little bit of our weekend wrap up. So what we are planning to do for the upcoming time, because there's always a bunch of nonsense. So let you go first. What are you doing this weekend?
I am going to Toronto tomorrow night to see my friends. They want me to come out and they want me to hang out finally for the first time all summer, pretty much. I've barely seen them. And if I have, it has not been in like a setting where we're relaxed.
Okay.
So
it is
the
end of summer, so you should do it.
Yes. And then on Saturday, I'm driving like an hour and a half northwest of Barrie, Collingwood area. I don't even know what place it's called, but I'm going to a barn to film my friend who's a drummer in a band that's relatively popular, and I film them all the time.
Just for context, Kieran is a documentarian, so that's the reason he got asked to film concerts and
something like
shows.
That.
Yes.
I'm not sure what I would call it, but yeah, I guess I do make documentaries.
You do? Yes.
You check out I Love College on YouTube. Anyway.
Okay, do it. Plug away.
Yeah, basically I'm excited for the weekend. It'll be a great time, and I definitely think that like this being the end of summer, I kind of have that, like, I don't want to say nostalgic, but like, okay, it's really done vibes.
I do too. I'm always sad the last week of August. This is a weird thing to say, but because I'm not going back to school.
I'm not going back either for the first time in a while.
That's true. Yeah. You're actually officially done.
Yeah.
I loved back to school time. I for sure was a nerd. I loved my papers and my pencils and my binders and all that sort of stuff. So I am very nostalgic normally. However, this is going to be a different September for us. So
yeah, what are we doing next week? What are we doing for O Week in Kingston?
Well, exactly. We won't be here. So for those of you who may listen along, you may have heard Terry and I announced that we are about to become first-time grandparents. I literally could not be more delighted and more excited. So we are flying out to Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan on Wednesday next week.
It's where everybody wants to be for their fresh week, their orientation week of school.
Yeah, so it is the best week for us because that is going to be a greatest addition to our family. We literally can't wait. We are really hoping that she delivers the day after we land so that we can maximize our time with the baby.
Yeah.
But I did want to share with everyone that I'm not going to be live again on this show for at least the month of September because I am going to stay out there with my daughter and her baby and her husband and spend some time with them. Terry will be back and he will be doing some live shows. I'm sure he's going to recruit you, Kieran.
I'm sure he will.
I also know that he's going to be having a guest from the Kingston Writers Fest again, which we really enjoyed that show we had last year with Trish Krause, and she's going to be coming on with him again to share all of the events surrounding the Kingston Writers Fest. So I'm leaving you in great hands. As everybody knows, Terry's better at this than I am. So you will be great, and I will be cuddling with a newborn baby. With that, I wanted to end the show on the only song that makes sense to end a show about Dolly. Thank you for the light she was in the world. Thank you for the beautiful music that she left behind. And thank you for this sentiment, which actually was also Terry's dance song with his mother at our wedding.
Of the way. Please.
please don't cry. We both know that I'm not what you need. Treat you kind, and I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of, and I wish you joy and happiness, but above all of this, I wish you love.